morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Would
You, could be on you radio,
Rather.
Do you reckon? Yeah, he's got quite a radio voice, hasn't he?
Yeah, thank you, Rick.
You have heard him, haven't you?
You know how we started that there. I thought I'd close my eyes. I was listening to the radio.
He was hypnotised.
He was by his sexual growl.
Please crack on.
Now, please be advised that this is an explicit podcast. It can get quite rude, quite disgusting, but these are important decisions we have to make.
Absolutely.
These are world-deciding decisions.
They are. These could happen.
No. So, introducing myself?
No.
Dean.
John.
Rick.
And we have got some brilliant Would You Rathers tonight.
We've got a couple each, just because we're down on numbers.
Yeah,
Graham's.
Graham's on the piss, isn't he? His priorities are all fucking wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, is that.
No, it's tonight.
Is he?
Tonight, yeah, he's out on the piss.
Shit.
He's out drinking.
He's out drinking, yeah,
and he's missing out on this.
Would you rather?
Wow. Can you take the tiger back out of this?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Maybe I didn't, actually.
I can see. It might be just reflection of it, I don't know, anyway.
Did I take the tiger back?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I did. Is it getting stronger as you drink it?
I'll find out when I get near the bottom.
Left a little surprise for you, man. Who's wanting to go first? Yeah.
I'll go first.
Go on the radio voice, go on and so on.
Because for once, I haven't come up with the most gross one ever. So this week,
I'm glad I fucking said that.
I've come up with, would you rather get a pair of pliers...
Is that it?
And remove your own teeth. No, come on. And have to remove your own teeth one by one with the pliers. So you hear... You can hear the crunching.
Okay.
You can hear them coming out one by one.
Okay.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Or would you rather go through a permanent sex change?
Do you know
where we went from one extreme?
I was thinking about transgender upstairs.
Oh, right? Yeah,
now. I was having a piss upstairs and I was thinking.
But nothing to do with this podcast. Who just says it? You know what I'd love? A pair of tits. Every time I go to the toilet, you know what I'd like? To have to sit down.
I was having a piss upstairs thinking about would you rather, and I was thinking something to do with transgender. Don't ask us why.
Funny enough, last night I didn't sleep very well, and I dreamt that all my teeth fell out, which is similar to like having a ply.
Actually,
out.
if you read dream books, that means
I've heard.
But
everyone's sexually frustrated.
True.
No.
Everyone has had that dream at some point. You mentioned that.
No, it's true. I'm sexually frustrated. Yeah,
So am I, but that's another thing, isn't it?
Right, so we've got teeth pulling out.
Yeah, pulling the teeth out was disgusting. Can you imagine pulling your own teeth out with pliers?
Having to change sex. How far along? Forever?
That's it, permanently. Well, Once it's off, it's off. Once it's chopped off, it's gone.
Did he just ask that fucking question?
Yeah, because you've got to go through your life wearing a bit of...
I've got to be a woman for the rest of my life.
Mate,
I fancy women.
It's not going to be...
No one's going to fancy...
It's not going to be a temp thing, mate. If your cock is lobbed off, okay, it is going to be lobbed off.
Well, this is an easy one then, isn't it? You're going to pull your teeth out. You're not going to want to be a woman.
You can get dentures, can't you?
You can get dentures, but dentures are a pain in the ass.
Turning into a woman and having men chasing you could be a very painful experience.
Depends if you make a pretty woman. If you don't make a pretty woman, but fine,
do you think I'd make a pretty woman?
Well, I'm fucking looking at one now. I would give me the pliers.
Give me the pliers. I'm not going to be.
I changed my name as well. I changed it like Della the Fella. So I have a female name, but then Della the Fella.
Danielle
the Fella.
Danielle.
Dean, I go from Dean to Daniel.
You're looking into the swat too much, Dean.
Della the
Fella. Is that what you do?
You're frightening
me.
You're frightening me, mate.
You'd have a sex change.
You actually he's giving me come to bed eyes and everything.
Well, you know, you see, you think it's an easy choice, don't you? But
I think he's trying to tell us something here.
No, listen though. You straight away thought that, and I thought that, right? But if someone comes up to you and gives you a pair of pliers, and you're sat there with a pair of pliers, and you've got to crunch each tooth out, I'll say they can put you under, and you go through a sex change.
Well, the teeth is more painful, but it's only going to be painful, like, you'd probably pass out, wouldn't you? But it's only going to be painful for however long that is.
Hang on, you're pulling your own teeth out or someone's doing it for
you're
you?
You're pulling your
you've
own
got
teeth
to do it yourself with the pliers. It goes against every instinct.
I'd get
so once it's done, yeah, but once it's done, it's done. And then you're going to be a woman for the rest of your life.
No. Give me the pliers. I would get so pissed on. I would get.
You get so pissed on.
Vodka neat. Give me vodka neat, and then I'll do it.
Right. Okay.
Easy.
Okay. I'm sure you said you'd like your own pair of breasts to fondle Rick. You said that.
Well, I would. It's but a big maybe not anyway. Forever.
Not forever. Not to go.
Just on the lonely nights.
Right. Okay. So we're going for.
Sorry. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, I'm going for pliers.
Easy. Do you mind if I go next? Is that all right, John?
Straight sock. Yeah, go on then.
Fantastic. This is quite a simple one, really. You're a mutant, right? And you have the ability to either go back in time or go forward in time.
We've had this.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
No, we haven't. What would you rather?
I'm sure we've had this.
No, we haven't.
We've had time travel once.
I tell you what, I'll go back in time. I think we've had time travel once, but I don't think it was between going forward or back, like backward. And if it was, don't care, do it.
I'd rather go forward.
You want to see your future?
Yep.
You'll find out when you die?
Yep.
You wouldn't want to know that. Who would want to know that?
No, I'd rather. I would like to see how my kids progress and.
But you can go back in time and change things, or you can go back in time. And
but in relation to back in time and going into the future, how far back in time and how far into the future? So it's your choice.
So do you have to choose you have to choose a certain date, and then once you make that trip, you stay there.
No, you can 100%. Move around.
You can move around.
So well, then but then you'd be going
present to back.
But you can only come up back to where you are now.
Right.
So you can go in the future 5 minutes, or you can go into the future
10,000 years.
And you can always
just be dead.
Well, no, you know what I mean, though.
You could move forward, maybe. Well, in your case, maybe I'd only risk a couple of years, John, otherwise.
Now, you see. Those time travel films and stuff absolutely do my head.
Yeah, they do my head.
Where they go back in time, and little things that they do have a ripple effect. Ripple effect through time and change all things. This all happens.
But would that be a bad thing? You're happy with where you are now?
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have chose this life choice, I would have thought.
Are you allowed to go back and influence your own life or not? You are.
See, it's that question, would you go back to when you were a kid and do it again, differently? I definitely would do my childhood again. Knowing what I know now.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe,
having the experience you've got now, being able to go back in time and have a different kind of.
So are you just saying your conscious goes back in your own body to a younger life, like you go back into
You're still you.
So you've got your present state of mind, but you're going to your body when you were a kid, or you've got your present state of mind going to your body when you're future, because that makes it easier. You don't be an old man.
Yeah,
I would maybe change my childhood, but I would try. And
no, you'd advance into an old man, though, wouldn't you? Yeah. So you're going into future. You're going back in time. You're becoming young, but your conscious is still there.
Your conscious is still there,
you're in a young body. Whereas you go forward in time, you're going to be in an older body, but your conscience is still.
Now, we've not had that one, would you rather, keeping your conscience mind in the present, but you've got to stay in whatever body is in the future, whatever body is in the past.
But
for me, I'm over the hill, so I'd probably go backwards.
But I would change my childhood and go for the life that I've got now. I would still choose that track.
Would it happen, though? Because as soon as you go back and you're planning to do it slightly differently as you're younger? That butterfly effect, it might change everything. And you'll remember what you had from now. But you might be aiming to try and get that back.
Effect, have I seen that? Yeah. Who's got that? Who's
anyway.
That? Who's in that? Who married Demi Moore? What's his name?
I haven't seen it.
The prank fella, MTV.
What does this matter?
Anyway, I'd
go back in time. I mean, I didn't have the worst childhood, but I think it could be better.
The thing is, I'll go in the future because I like what I've got now.
Okay. And then you've got the option of coming back now. But then you've got the risk of seeing something really awful.
But you could also see all the football results and come back and put a bet on it. And
Could you change it?
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, if you go into the future and see something like, oh, shit, like, say something's horrible, like Claire's ran off with, you know, Dean, right? You come back to now. Can you change that? Because he's got in the future. Could he come back, change, make sure that doesn't happen, go back to the future,
and then check the result?
Yeah,
you could. You could. It depends. If you're really happy with your life in the present, if you're travelling in the future, there's no risk of you changing your present life.
No, you're right.
And then, but you can do things like that, and you can do things like, like you said, you can put bets on events, make loads of money in a very small period of time.
You can do that going back in time as well, can't you?
You could be influential.
You could do it either way.
You see, there's going to be a World War III. You could go back.
Oh, no, because you couldn't put the lottery on and zip back to it.
Look what happened in the back of the future.
If you go in the future and see what the lottery results are, you can come back to present and put the lottery numbers on.
Almanac.
For what the winning number is.
Oh, yeah. So you're changing your future. You're changing the present then, though. If you're going back in time, you're changing your present moment.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're going at the future, you don't change what's happening, do you?
Time travel, it does your head in. It does your head in.
Because I'm trying to think of, like, Back to the Future and, like, there.
Where he shags his mum or something?
No, I wouldn't fucking go there. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's the danger, though, wasn't it?
I'd go back in time and shag your mum, John.
No, I don't want to go to the future.
So trying to go to the future, I'm happy with the present.
I'm happy with the present. I like the friends and family that I've got now. I'd rather go over the future.
I risk losing what I've got now.
That's
what I wouldn't be sat here doing this wonderful podcast. I could have been out getting smashed with loads of strippers and
yeah.
Who would want
this
that?
Is you?
Who would want that? Yeah. I'd probably go back in time though, just because I want to
go back in time.
I don't think I want to see my future. I want to see it as it unfolds. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm. Well, Dean, you're pushing it.
It's a difficult one.
Say,
because then you can change stuff. Say something happens. Say a loved one gets run over. You can go back in time and get back to now,
and change it.
Sure, when that moment comes, that won't happen.
Mm.
So that's quite good.
But then you're playing with death, though, aren't you? Well, death will come for you, though.
However, if you can go back in time, you can also change that.
Final destination.
If it happens in present day, then you can go back and make sure it didn't happen. Oh Jesus! I'll go back in time.
Give me the future.
Dean?
I go back in time.
Two for back in time, one for the future. Well, isn't that lovely?
Your turn, go.
Lovely. Right, would you rather get another pair of pliers?
Uh-oh.
Oh,
uh-oh. What's with the torture?
Just after pulling your teeth out.
No. Pulling each fingernail.
Oh, no.
From your hands, yourself. Or would you rather barefoot walk through 10 metres of razor sharp glass and razors? 10 metres is quite a distance when you're barefoot.
And,
it's not.
So, what am I doing? Sorry, ripping off me? What?
You're ripping your fingernails from your hands with pliers.
Yep. Yourself.
Yep.
So it's going to hurt. Or.
That would hurt.
Barefoot, 10 metres worth of glass and razors, and you've got to walk across it. Either way, you're going to be.
You're going to wreck your feet.
You're going to be potentially monumental pain.
Could you ruin your feet entirely so you wouldn't be able to walk anymore? Or would it heal?
The bottom of your feet does heal quite well because it's quite thick skin, but.
Your heel is.
10 meters of that might not do it much good.
No.
And your fingernails
would grow back.
As well, yeah.
Yeah, they would grow
back.
Yeah,
but just imagine the excruciating pain that you're going to go through,
walking,
just ripping them
walking
off.
On that, like them knives and that going, and razors going in your foot, slicing your feet a bit, bleeding. You could bleed out. You
wouldn't be able to walk for. You wouldn't be able to walk for
a long time.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a while before you can walk again.
Oh, but can imagine sticking a knit thing under the look like this, like right under.
Oh, it's a torture, isn't it? Right. It used to be a torture.
Once you've done one, it might not be that bad.
Have you seen the films where they put like cocktail sticks underneath the nails and stuff like that? It's all
right. Oh, it's not nice, is it?
But then your hands aren't, even without your nails, they're not going to look that bad. It'll soon heal.
You can put plasters on them.
It'll grow back.
It's about the choice, though, isn't it? You sat there, you think, I'm going to have to rip my own nails off, or I'll just walk that 10 metres along there.
It's not like ripping a root out where it wouldn't grow back, is it? It would grow back.
Oh, they would grow back.
The nails would grow back.
Yeah, of course they would. Where does it come from? Why, at what point of your body goes, right, we'll have a nail here?
I don't know. Do you drink a lot of milk?
It decides to grow there, look. Look at your hands now, listeners, right? Where, at what point does it go, right, we need a nail here?
Weird evolution, isn't it? It gives a bit of strength though behind your fingers when you're pushing down on things. Because if you ever lost a nail, because I have, I've trapped.
Yeah, that's thing. Just skin.
When you push down, it feels weird. There's nothing to support them behind your finger. So it's like there for a reason. It's weird, but it's there.
How long will it take to grow back?
Oh, if you're going to rip the whole entire thing off, I would say a while. Because you're going to have to go through gallons and gallons of milk.
What would hurt more?
Help it grow back a bit faster.
What are you going for?
What am I going for? I think I'd take the 10-meter walk. I can't think of anything worse than ripping your own fingers off with pliers.
Knives going in your feet, razors cutting your
fingernails, I should say, not fingers.
Dean?
It's more could I get myself in the state of mind to actually rip them off in the first place? It's like pulling your teeth out of pliers. Something
basically, at least with the walk, you've got your target.
Yeah, after that you're done.
10 meters. That's like,
I mean, you don't even have to walk it; you could run it.
That's longer than this room. That's like the road, isn't it? From about the end of your kitchen there to the road. Which,
then what'd be worse, running it or walking it? Running it is more impact, isn't there? So it could cause.
Yeah, but it's over a lot quicker, though, isn't it?
It's like getting a hot bath, isn't it?
It's over a lot quicker, though, isn't it, than just walking?
Just jump in.
Yeah.
Oh, but it did right in you.
It all depends on. If both case scenarios, a few months down the line, you fully heal from it, and if that's
to still do things without your nails, whereas with your feet buggered, you're screwed for a good few months, aren't you? Without being able to.
In all honesty, right, after everything that's done,
some time that's off quite work. Handy. Yeah, just sit and watch films.
After everything that's done, your fingernails will go black. Your feet, they'll go back to the normal state with a few scars. So you'll be able to walk again. You can use your hand again for babe station.
What if you fall over when you're walking down that thing?
No, you don't fall over. Feet. You don't fall over.
How do you know? I mean, I might fall over.
My rules. You don't fall over. My rules.
Answer, Dean. Dean, go.
If you want stability, mate, okay, I'll give you a Zimmer frame.
I'm thinking about the end thing. I'm going to heal eventually, so I'm going to have to go with the walk, I think.
It's the pain that you're going to...
I'll do the walk, because then I know where the target is. Whereas with that, having to do that, that's hard, like, but...
It's a pain that you're going to endure for both.
You might get away with it as well. You might not be that bad, the razors.
No, the razors are sharp, mate. Yeah, they're going to be fucking horrendous.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'll do the walk.
I'd rather do the walk. I couldn't think nothing
worse. I'm not going to do another Would You Rather, so who wants to go next?
I'm not going to do another one. I can't think of another one. Just off the...
Go on then, one more.
You've got another one, John. You've got one more.
One more.
I think I've got another one. Would you rather get a hammer?
Oh, Jesus, these are awful.
And have your toes smashed with a hammer, each and every one of them. Or would you rather have hooks pierced through your nipples and you're hung from the ceiling for a day? So each and every toe is going to be smashed with a hammer, or you're going to have hooks that are going to be sliced through your nipples, and you're going to be hanging from the ceiling for exactly 24 hours.
Oh my goodness, what will your skin end up like after 24 hours and come back down again? Yeah. It's going to be like, you're going to have...
What was the first one?
Skin. You're going to have your toe smashed with a hammer.
Yeah.
That's not going to be good either.
Toe smashed with a hammer.
Really?
Yeah, hanging from your nipples. It'll ruin you. Your body will be... If it doesn't rip through...
It doesn't rip through.
You're going to be hung. That's what I mean.
24 hours.
When you come down, you're going to have skin that's going to just flap.
It's going to be stretched.
It's just flap down your front body. And it'll never go.
But why not?
Because it's wrecked your skin. It'll never repair from that.
You have to have plastic surgery. Yeah, you have to have bits of skin cut out and then...
You're smacking your toes, breaking your toes. Toes are pretty good at healing.
Yeah, your toes are going to break, son. Yeah, with a hammer.
They're quite good at healing, aren't they?
But with broken toes, they don't usually put them in plaster or anything, do they? Just try and line them up.
I brought mine and it just kind of sorted itself out. I'd get away with doing leg day at the gym. So toes.
Fuck's sake, any excuse for him.
Toes. I've got a Would You Rather, I'll do that really quickly.
Right.
Go on, Dean, what Would You Rather? I'm getting messages here and I can't see them. Oh, there they all are.
I'd rather someone just hit my toes with a hammer, I think. Go through the pain and then it's done.
Really?
Yeah. I know. See, hanging up from there, I don't think it would be as painful. But it's 24 hours, John. 24 hours to put up with that. That's a long time. And then your skin's all stretched. You have to still go through some kind of rehabilitation to get it sorted out.
Jesus Christ.
They're both not ideal, to be honest. But I'd rather just get the pain over with quickly, job done, and then into healing.
I might change it, actually. You're going to get your toes slammed for 24 hours. No, I'm only joking. I think I might have to go for the hanging, mate. I don't know if I could actually...
For 24 hours?
I don't know.
At least with your toes getting smacked, it's done within, like, 5 minutes. You're hanging there for 24 hours in absolute agony. Are you mental?
Yeah, but my toes, though. They're going to fucking kill.
They're going to hurt.
I know, that's not going to be a giggle being hung up by your titty ends, like, but fuck me. I think it'll have to be the... I think I'll have to hang. I'll try and fall asleep at some point.
Try and fall asleep. John, stop hanging around.
Yeah, I'm going to be hanging by my booby boobies.
Right, on that note, thanks very much, John. Thank you very much, Dean.
You're welcome.
No problem.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for listening. Lovely little people. If you've got any would you rather suggestions, you can post them over to popcornography@hotmail.com. Or popcorn_media. Or we've got a would you rather Twitter account as well. WYR_podcast. Catchy. Let me send it there as well. Or you can comment on the website, popcornography.co.uk. Lovely jubbly. You've got loads of options. You won't do any of them.
And we're not afraid to cover any subject.
Any subject. It's not been that bad today. They've been a bit painful, but... that's what happens when you don't have Graham here.
I'm very surprised by yours, Dean, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I thought, you know, I'd keep it a bit cleaner. Oh. A bit cleaner and a bit more painful this week. Mm. We've had painful ones before, so it's just it's a painful podcast, this one.
Good stuff.
Thanks for listening. Love you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later.